USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Dow nearly pulling off another comeback after rebounding from 800 points down earlier in the session. At the closing bell, the Dow lost 68 points. When it comes to the economy and the ongoing tension between Russia and Ukraine, Brian Deese, director of the White House National Economic Council, tells CNN we have nothing to worry about regarding our economy should troops end up in Eastern Europe.
We are looking very carefully and partnering with our allies, our European allies, to make sure that we do that in a way that minimizes the impact on the European economy and the American economy.
The Biden administration's vaccine or test mandate for large businesses is no more. It's being withdrawn after the Supreme Court refused to allow it to be implemented. This is USA Radio News.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
President Joe Biden is taking a tough approach on crime by calling for more funding for police departments. Vice President of the National Fraternal Order of Police, John Gamaldi, says the president also needs to address district attorneys that aren't prosecuting offenders like the Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg on Fox News.
Even if we had every police officer in Manhattan making those types of arrests, who knows what this DA is going to do? He already put out a memo that says, oh, don't worry if you rob someone. If you didn't mean to hurt him with that gun or knife, we're going to make sure we downgrade that charge.
Bragg is standing by his memo to his office advising them to change certain charges for crime, saying his policies will make communities safer. During a White House event, Vice President Kamala Harris is putting a spotlight on international human trafficking, Harris calling it an extremely heinous and profitable business. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best, raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
Home prices once again showing big gains. The S&P CoreLogic Case-Shiller National Home Price Index rose more than 18% in November from a year ago. They beat expectations, although it's a slightly slower rate than October's increase. Phoenix, Tampa, and Miami posting the highest gains on the index's 20-city composite list, with housing prices up more than 25%. Meanwhile, these people looking for homes in the Washington, D.C. area tell MSNBC it's been tough sledding when it comes to finding their perfect home.
We thought that because of the winter months that it would slack up a little bit, prices would start to come back down to normal, but that's just, it's not happening. And it's anguish, it's pain, it's agony.
More than likely when it does get warmer and more houses going to market and the rates are up higher, it's just going to be a kind of like a worse situation, like a perfect storm for everything to just really go up.
Sean Payton is ending his NFL coaching career. Multiple reports saying Payton has told the New Orleans Saints he is retiring after 15 seasons. Payton won a Super Bowl with the Saints in 2010. Payton taking 2 weeks to go off the grid after the NFL season and now making his decision. 9 NFL teams currently do not have coaches. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.